Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Clyde is never wrong. Never. That's in Southern Illinois. And maybe not even then. What is it? Well, what it is a good evening to you and IUB. It's 6:32 and 55 seconds to go right along with it. On a Monday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Tom Lugauer. Susomu Iraki. They're on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a Monday 3.5 hour schmooze. Then we have a Mac attack. Jody McDonald at 10 on your fan, New York City. And we'll start at the very beginning with the general manager of the New York Football Giants. He was all over the airwaves today. Dave Gettleman spoke today because he wants you to believe what he says instead of what you have been seeing with your own eyes. Dave Gettleman spoke today because what he reads and what he hears is not something that reflects well on the job he's doing and the reputation and legacy he would like to have. Let's get right down to the bottom line with him. His problem is less with the New York Football Giants and more with the rest of us for not buying into what he is doing or not doing. In other words, you would think, Eli, if you think Eli is overpaid, if you think Eli no longer is the player he once was, well, Dave, what is it?
This narrative that Eli's overpaid and can't play is a crock.
That's right, a crock. In other words, if you think trading Odell wasn't a football move then, Dave, well, what is it?
It's a crock.
A crock, he says again. How many times? So, if you can't see what the plan is, if you're not on the same page with GM Dave, if you think Eli is well past the prime, if you think Odell's issues on and off the field were reason he was exiled to Cleveland, well, Dave, what is it?
Is it crock?
Well, just a moment here. It might be crock to think Dave is acting alone. Since Eli is the surrogate son of John Mara, we know from this, and Dave today may have only memorized notes given to him by the boss, unlike one owner we know of who needs cue cards to identify his team and the players on it. Dave would like you to like him and doesn't want you to think he didn't have the leverage trading the Atomic Blonde to Lake Erie. Of course he did, since giving the Atomic Blonde all that signing bonus and new contract enables Cleveland to forego all those kinds of messy negotiations. And besides, the Giants get a young safety to learn from the old safety the Giants now have as well. And another crock would be coming if you think it was wise for, or basically very wise for Eli to not redo or restructure the contract for a little more salary cap flexibility. So if you don't take Dave at his word or understand his thinking or wonder what the plan is, crock to you and your entire neighborhood. Now we come to that portion of the monologue with Madness and March. We have here three examples of March Madness. St. John's. Congratulations to St. John's. We're number 68. They're in the big dance looking for one shining moment. And we'll have to beat Arizona State Wednesday night for the right to take on Buffalo. The Johnnies are in because of two major reasons. One, New York City and its surrounding real estate. And number two, Chris Mullen. Those are your two major reasons. They are number 68. There's March Madness and there's Maddening March. When you have a team that needs to lose winning and a team needing to win losing. So maddening is March with Mad Men, of course, from Brooklyn. Mad Men, of course, from New York. And yesterday, the Ides of March replacing St. Patrick's Day for Brooklyn. And in New York City, the block heard round the block.
March Madness. March Madness.
Knicks lead by one. March Madness. LeBron with 5 seconds, driving on Hezonja. Hezonja with the block! And the Knicks, on a 13-1 run, come back and defeat the Lakers.
March Madness. March Madness. March Madness.
Beverly inbound. Gets it in. Gallinari. Final seconds. Game tied. Williams straight on. Deep three. Good! At the buzzer! And Lou Williams runs off the floor. The Clippers win it 119-116.
March Madness. March Madness. March Madness. March Madness. March Madness.
Yeah, you could talk from the brackets, but this is maddening. With the New York Knickerbockers winning again. How about the King at the end of that game? What happened there? The King, LeBronomania, got stuffed. And Clyde was right. Never mind about all these other with the sports minutes. And how dare anyone question the wisdom of a Walt Clyde Frazier who has never been wrong, much like the fearless forecaster. It doesn't seem when everybody in the first quarter is getting together with the fancy coach that Hollywood has, Luke Walton, and the King is over there and the rest of the team is over here, you do get the impression that he is not in the happiest of moods and hasn't been since they never obtained Anthony Davis from the Pelicans. So the King is not happy, and the King, since what is it, 03, 04, whenever, since he last finished under 500, and he's not going to make the playoffs. What is Jack Nicholson going to do without some postseason Hollywood games to go to? All right, what is happening with the baseball from Florida? The Yankees, with interest, as you may have heard, in Gio Gonzalez, still looking for a uniform as he. Now, with Severino, with Sabathia on the outside, what has taken the New York Yankees so long to reach out to Gio Gonzalez? Now, the offer we understand to him, it's been made, but the word from John Heyman, it's an offer that can be and so far has been refused. And somebody has got to throw a penalty flag on Major League Baseball. Did you happen to see what was seen Saturday with the Yankees and the Black and Blue Jays? What should be baseball's illegal defense is now spreading. The infield shift is now shifting to the outfield.
We shift the guys sometimes, other times we don't. Sometimes if you got a guy on second.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift. Cause Andy's been working on the midnight shift.
Chopped into the shift, and it's Sandoval to second for one, to first for two. So that'll go 5-6-3. Don't see that every day.
I don't know the last time I've seen a four-man infield on the right side.
And the ball will be hit into the shift. They get an out, it's only because of that shift. And they do!
Cause Andy's been working on the midnight shift.
Pulls one into the shift. Campbell from the right side throws it out. Eric Campbell overlapped to the right side about 50 feet into the outfield.
Shifting one side or another. First time I heard it as a kid, of course, you go back to Ted Williams had destroyed the Indians. That's when Lou Boudreau came up with the idea, let's stack the right side of the infield.
Going to ground ball, base hit into right field. They had him shifted up the middle.
2-2 is hit into the shift. Aaron Hill, Ahmed at second, and they roll the double play.
If there's guys in scoring position and there's a hole over there, I'm going for it every time. So, you know, if they want to keep doing that, that's fine with me. I always told you guys the shift gives you more hits than it takes away.
His last time up, he hit it to the second baseman on the left side of the infield. This time, he hit it through the right side against the shift.
Brother, that is ain't no ifs, cause Andy's been working on the midnight shift.
Something we've talked about, you know, they put a shift on you.
Slow ground ball right side into the ownership. Espinosa in right field has it. Throw to Moore. Out at first base. And the side retires.
It is gone. A judgian blast over everything and left. Here comes the judge.
Okay, and let's take a little bit of a break and we'll get to your telephone calls. And by the way, if I come back in a second lifetime, I want to come back as Ryan Fitzpatrick. Eight teams. He's 100 years old. 2 years, $11 million. Capra Gimmick, of course not. Blake Bortles, of course not. No, Ryan Fitzpatrick. His eighth NFL team, and as of right now, your starting quarterback, and will be for the next 2 years for another $11 million.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.